Well, hello and welcome back to the Marketing Online with Ease podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you got that pen and paper. And I am your host, Marshalyn Hudson. And today I want to talk about a simple funnel that will get you from where people become aware of you to get them to a place where they trust you. And when people trust us, they will buy from us. So let's talk about this funnel. So when I work with clients, sometimes, and they are awesome clients, by the way, and sometimes I meet people and they come to me and they say, Marsha, I want to grow my business online, and I'm a coach or I'm a speaker or a consultant because that's who I work with mainly. And I have so many ideas and I have products and I have services and I have all of these years of knowledge that I want to put it out there, help my ideal client, and actually grow my own business and monetize the things that I know. And that is such a good desire for a coach or a consultant or speaker. And I always talk about how you can make money with your message being in that space. So let's talk about, how do you get people to go from where they become aware of you to the place where they trust you, they're ready to work with you because they feel you have the solution to their problem. So the first thing is, and many times people will find you online. Your next client may be online because they became aware of you. Maybe you have a podcast like this, or you have a YouTube video, or maybe you're on LinkedIn and you're posting your value and you're posting about relevant content and you're commenting and you're building relationships with the people online, which is very important. And so you're going down this path that takes you from where they get to know you to where you're going to make profits, which I created this system, the Path to Profits, from my own experience. It is a path that goes from scratch and starting from scratch to profits. And I will put in the notes below in the description a link to get my free Path to Profits toolkit for you if you are a speaker, coach, trainer, consultant trying to grow your business. So be sure and look and grab that free Path to Profits toolkit. So they become aware of you on a certain platform. Maybe you're blogging. And that's a good thing about the internet. You don't have to have a whole lot of followers. You don't have to have a whole lot of likes. You just need to be making sure that you're visible in front of the right audience and they become engaged with your message, because you can actually make money with your message. And so let's say they became aware of you. Now, when they heard you the first time, whether it's on a blog or a podcast or YouTube video or post, your message resonated with them. So maybe you have content buckets, and I like to tell my clients about content buckets. And you might have 4 to 5 content buckets, and one is educational. Sometimes you're going to teach. Your content is going to be about tips and strategies and myths and things like that. It speaks to your ideal client's frustrations, their challenges, their pain points, their desires, their aspirations. Sometimes you might post from your bucket. I like to call it bucket. I get things from my content bucket. You may post from your inspiration bucket, or you might post from your the bucket that is motivational. I have buckets that are educational, inspiration, motivation buckets. These are things that match my brand. And I also have leadership bucket, where I pull out content about getting rid of limiting beliefs and mindset, and where I pull out content from my bucket about doubt and fear, because we have that, don't we? And how to continue even through that. And in my last bucket is usually a lifestyle bucket of me as an entrepreneur. I might pick 2 or 3 areas of my lifestyle and I share it. I really like walking. I like being in nature. I like reading and writing. And sometimes I share those things from my own lifestyle so people can get to know me, the person behind the brand. So if they find you and they hear you and you are speaking from one of your buckets and it resonates with them or is relevant to them, then they may decide to become a follower. And that's one of the first steps, right? And then they may hear you again. That's why it's important to be consistent. Consistent doesn't mean you need to be everywhere on every site every day. It just means you need to have a presence and be on top of mind weekly. And I like to say 2 to 3 days a week, but be consistent. And so the message resonated with them. Now they took a step and that now they're following you, maybe on LinkedIn, or they became a subscriber to your podcast, or just a subscriber to YouTube, or they liked the message. And then maybe they heard it again, okay, at another time. So now you might want to offer them your lead magnet or your freebie, sometimes we call it. And so your lead magnet or your freebie is something of value that you create. Normally it could be a checklist, or it could be a discussion, or it could be a guide or a roadmap or some type of PDF. And it's of value, you know, and you have it where they can download it and they get that for free. And in exchange, you get their name and email. So now they're moving down this funnel, right? They became aware of you. They liked your message because it resonated with them where they are on their journey. And now they've opted into your email and they've gotten a little sample of you from your lead magnet. Like I was saying about my Path to Profit Toolkit. In my toolkit, I have four resources in there for coaches and speakers and consultants on how to grow your brand, how to create a personal brand and grow your business. And so that right there is a lead magnet. So once they opt in, now they're in what I like to call your community. You want to nurture and take care of your community. Let's say five people opted in. We all start from scratch, ground zero. We do. Or it's 10 people, it's 20 people, it's 100 or 200 or 500 in your list as you move on. And so these people are becoming invested in you and your brand because of your message and the buckets that you use and how you're speaking to them where they are on their journey. Right there. So now what's happening is you're taking them down the funnel. Okay. They like you. Okay. They know you. So you want to continue to take them down this funnel. You may eventually have where you offer webinars as your coach. Show up. Your face is important. Your name is important. Your brand is important. You don't always have to show your face. You don't have to be dancing and pointing on social media. But you do want to make it where people get to know you and they get to see you sometimes. So you may decide to give a 30-minute webinar on something that your audience is going to really benefit from. And you may announce it, how you're giving this webinar on Zoom or whatever, maybe 30 minutes, where it's something that your ideal audience, they need. Either it's a struggle that you're talking about, you're helping them with, or a pain point you're helping them with, or something that they've been frustrated with. Our aspirations or desires. And so now they're continuing to go down this funnel, and eventually you can get to a place where you say, if you're struggling with this, or if you've been doing this year after year, you're tired of doing it and you just want clarity, you want focus, and you're tired of being stuck, well, let's get on a call. And so you may invite them to a 15-20 minute complimentary call. It could be a discovery call, a clarity call. You could call the call what you want. And so now that they've been following you, they know you, they like you, they're getting to a point where they trust you. When people trust us, then they start to buy. This is where your products can come into play, okay? You can have a value ladder. Some people like the value ladder, some people don't. I like the value ladder. The value to me started when they hurt you, and then they opted in and they got your freebie. And now you may have a low ticket item. It may be a $47 a mini course where they could take that. Once again, it resonates with where they are. Or you may have a book that you've written. The book may be $15 or $20. They buy the book. See, now they're putting investment in. And so now they're gone from listening and free to actually investing because they trust you now. And the value ladder, like I said, some, it could be a book, $15, $20. It could be a mini course, $47. And, you know, it could be something, a workshop or an automated training that you put together. It may be $97. And so now they put this investment in and they feel like, okay, you can help them solve their problem. This is when, as a coach, a speaker, a consultant, this is where you move into your premium offer. It may be group coaching. It may be one-on-one coaching. It may be a mastermind. Maybe eventually you're going to have a retreat or a one-day face-to-face gathering. And this is one of your premium products. And so now they move to a place where they feel that they can get a transformation. So it's not about your products. It's not about your programs. Don't sell the product. Don't sell the program. Sell the transformation. What are they going to get when they finish with you for a week or two or five or six or eight? What is the transformation? How do you take them from their zero state, from where they are now, to their hero state, like Donald Miller says, to where they want to be? And we all want that. We all want to get from where we are to where we want to be. We have goals, we have desires, and we have values. We want to have purpose, and we want our lives to be something that we enjoy in our businesses. We all want that. We want success, and success looks different to everybody, but we want it, and your clients want it. And if you have the solution to help them get to the success they want, whatever that is, because it looks different to everybody, and you give them a transformation, now your funnel is work. We can't get online and think the top of the funnel is, let me get on social media, let me sell something, and people will buy. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. Maybe sometimes, but not very often. You have to take them through hearing you, seeing you, getting to know you. People have to do a few things. They have to know a few things about you. They have to understand a few things. They have to hear a few things before they can decide that they want to work with you. And if you take them through this funnel, this value ladder funnel, you can get them to that place. Now, can you get everybody to that place? Maybe not. But I like to say focus on the first two or the first three or the first five. You don't have to focus on 10,000 followers or, you know, a whole lot. Focus on two or three or five. And then you move from there, because now you're helping people get this transformation. They become these raving fans. They tell other people, and you continue to grow your business. And so when I talk about us as coaches or consultants and speakers, and then you can eventually, you know, people will ask you to come and speak on your message. And that's what I talk about. You can make money with your message. You have a signature program, which that's something I'm going to be talking about. I think you can go to my YouTube channel. I'll put a link there and see. You have a signature program. You have a signature talk. And you become known for this. And so now people ask you, can you come speak on this? Now, if you've written a book and that's a part of your value ladder, you've written a workbook, or you have a digital product, you can even turn that into a series where you teach on it, you do a training on it. So there's so many things that you can do to make money with your message, but you have to take people down the funnel. You can't just get online, try to sell something. You know, I know we need to make money. You can't, it doesn't work like that. And sometimes it's a long game. You know, it may be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. It could be a few months. But if you keep on with this path to profits, this plan, this funnel, you will get to success. And I know that from experience, because I started from ground zero. I started with no followers, no money, no likes, nothing. And here I am building this business, and it's a successful business with what I want for my life, coaching and speaking and training and writing. And so it happens. It opens up and it happens. And you have to have this mindset, as I wrap up, you have to have this mindset that even if you don't see anything happening, because sometimes that's the case, it's happening behind the scenes. Even if you're doing these things for a month and nothing's happening, something is happening. Even if you're like three people saw it, that's three people. Something is happening. As long as you're continuing to be dedicated, disciplined, committed to your why. Okay. And the why is not to make money. That's the ultimate, that's a goal. Your why is to help the people who are in your audience with their transformation. Your why is to help them get from A to Z. Your why is to help them go from the zero state to the hero state. And your message and your offers and your products all must match that to get them to that place, especially to get them to a place where they're ready to work with you. So I hope that this podcast on how to create this funnel to get people to go from aware to where they trust you to buy from you, I hope that you've taken a few good tips from here and you apply these to your own strategy, your own marketing strategy. And a good thing is you don't need to be on every site. I like to say one to two sites where your audience is, and maybe a communication site like a podcast or YouTube, and you put your email in there. And so you have a good marketing strategy, and maybe 3 days a week. It's a great strategy. It doesn't even take you 2 hours a week. And it, when you continue to do that, you will find the success that you want. And as I always say, and I am your host, Marshalyn Hudson, and as I always say, the secret sauce, and I told myself this some years ago when I was at a point where it's like, okay, what to do? Where do I go? I want to build this business. The secret sauce to your success is you. It's the decisions you make, the choices you make, even when you don't feel like it, the discipline that you continue to do with your mindset moving forward for your business.